beats him.
How'd you come out injury-wise?
Big concern is Amini, obviously. You know, we'll hear more about it today, but it doesn't look good as far as that's concerned. So, you know, going forward, we'll probably have to make some decisions and, you know, try and shore that lineup as we get ready to play the Saints.
He would go on IR if he's unable to go.
Probably, and we really don't have to put him on it if we didn't need to either. So we'll see, though, once we really get the complete stuff today. But it's, you know, it's disappointing because the last few weeks he really has played, you know, to who we thought he could become. And that's, you know, tribute to the coaching staff again and to him as a guy who's worked very hard.
Why did O-line seem to struggle so much yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, when you're down to, you know, who's your third and fourth guys at that position, I think that's going to be tough. You know, and I also think that they did a nice job in terms of attacking. You know, we had, you know, knowing that we've had a couple of guys that are relatively new at their positions, and they attacked the line and put a lot of pressure on our guys. So you got to give them credit as well.
Of attacking, Tommy Kelly, one of their defensive linemen, said that when you take out their starting quarterback, they're going to kind of.
I wish he wouldn't have said that. I mean, I get the idea of, you know, wanting to play hard and you know, make things even. But again, you know, we shouldn't talk about that. So we should move on and just, you know, hey, play hard and see what happens.
Did you notice them maybe going after him a little?
I don't want to say I noticed anything as much as I thought, you know, that Cam took some shots.
Looked like his frustration showed even before the deal with the ref or getting off the pile. Looked like he kind of extended his leg or kicked at the one guy getting up.
Well, you know, again, you got to watch the tape and determine yourself. I mean, I'm gonna watch it again, and we'll send it into the league and ask for an interpretation, and we'll go from there.
Did you think that crew kind of let things get out of control?
I don't think they let it go out of control as much as they erred on the safety side. You know, there were a lot of flags were thrown, and a lot of it because of the contact, and I think that's what they did. They kind of, you know, we're trying to make sure that player safety was their top priority.
A couple of defensive guys were saying after the game that, you know, some of those shots, you look back at the film and they look like textbook tackles, and you being a defensive guy in your time, how do you tackle and with these new rules and stuff? I mean,
again, you know, going forward, we'll see what the league decides on those, because I will again ask questions on those as to you know, what they saw that the referees, you know, whether those should have been called or not, first of all. And then secondly, you know, the question will also stand that, you know, then how should we do that? And again, just trying to get the interpretation so that, you know, we can avoid these calls.
Ron, we ask you every Monday, where are you with your future with this club?
Well, the Saints. That's where we are. I mean, our priority is obviously, well, first of all, our priority is game planning, and as much work as done, we can get done for the Saints today and then enjoy Christmas tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we play the Saints. It's about us getting our players ready to go and going forward. And we'll see. I mean, once it's all said and done, we will see.
No assurances yet from him?
No, there's no assurances. I mean, you know, Mr. Richardson has been steady just like he's always been. But as I said, you know, it's about us getting our players ready to play one last game, and that's against the Saints. I mean, we're doing some really good things. I really like the way the guys have, you know, stayed focused. I think some of the things the guys said after the game and in the interviews about, you know, playing for each other, coming out of practice and doing the things they're supposed to, that's very gratifying as a coach, knowing that your players are hearing the messages that you and your coaches are sending them. I really do appreciate that. I appreciate their focus to the details of preparing, and it has shown. You know, we really have done a lot of good things. I think our players have done the things that they've needed to improve. And, again, you know, we have a little bit of a patchwork with our offensive line, and that'll be one of our concerns this week as we go forward.
What difference does it make? You talked about the players being vocal and supporting Steve Smith and those players yesterday. How much of a difference does it make for you as a coach with your future uncertain for them to be so vocal in their support for you?
Well, you know, as I said, the big thing that guys just got, you know, is we have to take care of our business, and that's the Saints. I mean, things will take care of themselves, and that's the way I see it. We're going forward. We're playing the Saints, and, you know, everything we do, our whole intent is to go out there and win this football game and, you know, build some things for the future as far as momentum and establishing who we can become as a football team.
You deserve to be back next year.
Well, as I said, I you know, going forward, I look forward to the opportunity, And again, it's not, you know, it's something that will be dealt with once the season's over.
Just to clarify, I mean, did, you know, when you said trending upward, you guys, you talked about trending upward. Did he give you a number as far as how many games you?
Again, guys, I'm not going to get into that. We'll talk about that once it's all said and done.
Christmas Eve, Coach, was there a tradition in the household growing up as a kid? Is there a tradition now, maybe, or a favorite gift that you look forward to this time?
Well, you know, growing up in a Hispanic family, Puerto Rican family, you know, one of the things that my dad's family celebrated was the 12 days of Christmas. And that's what helped me to finally understand the song, was that it's, you know, from December 25th to January 6th is the 12 days of Christmas. And on January 6th is supposedly when the three kings got there. So that's how I learned the story. And so my dad's side of the family celebrates that part of Christmas. And I think it's a neat tradition. Whenever we were kids and we'd go to Puerto Rico and saw the way they celebrated it for 12 days was really a neat thing, because you got a present every day, too.
Apologize if this has been addressed. Cilitolo.
Yeah. It doesn't look good. I'll get the official word from the trainers this morning. Ryan, and I'll see Ryan at 11:30, but it doesn't look good. And, you know, and whether we put him down or not, as far as injured reserve is concerned, we'll discuss that. Brandon and I will sit down and talk about that and then decide whether or not we do or not.
IR, would it be someone up from the practice squad?
Yes, it would be somebody from the practice squad. Probably, you know, I don't want to say the player's name, but it would probably be one of the young guys that could help us going forward, because he'll more than likely be active.
How key then is Hand Gardner, and what's his status?
He would be very key as far as that's concerned, because if you know, if he has improved like he has and continues to, there'd be an opportunity for him to play. So, you know, we'll see how that all unfolds once we get into the work week on Wednesday.
This came up the first time you played the Saints, but again, already your players talking about what happened down in New Orleans last year, and that really kind of sat in the back of their craw, it looked like.
But again, but it goes back to one thing. If you don't like it, go out and do something about it. Play better. Play hard, play smart, play physical, play fast. And that's the bottom line, and that's how I'll address it to them. That's what we talked about the first time when it came up, when we got together on Saturday night. I said, guys, it's not about what they did. It's about what we let them do. So that's the bottom line. I mean, they're just trying to play football, and, you know, they're gonna play the way they do. They're going to play hard, and they're going to try and do things and make things happen. And, you know, if you don't like it, let's do something about it.
Did you like it?
Did I like it? No, I didn't. And but, you know, there's nothing that can be said. It just has to be done. So if you don't like what's going on, go out and make it happen. Play hard, play physical, play fast, play smart.
Biggest difference you see in the Saints team from week two?
I think just the way they play, they're playing. I think they're getting breaks. I think they're making plays. Great example is the Dallas game. They made some big plays offensively and defensively and special teams. I think they're a good football team. I really do. You know, did they have some distractions early in the year? Probably. But I think, you know, the one constant has been Drew Brees. I mean, Drew has, you know, tried to lead that team and do the things to help that football team get better, and I think he's really been one of the guys that's helped rally that team. I think their defense is starting to come together. I think the biggest thing people have to understand is the system that Steve Spagnuolo has put in. You know, several years back, everybody was all upset with him when he was with the Giants, and next thing you know, they won a Super Bowl with him as the coordinator. So I think the big part is that they have developed as a defensive unit, and they're playing better. We're good. You guys have a Merry Christmas, all right? Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.